you can have a life worth living. Let's learn more today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth Copeland continues his teaching on acknowledging and inquiring of the Lord to receive all of the blessing.
Back here in the third chapter of Proverbs again, let's look some more. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. What do you mean? Acknowledge Him. Yes, we acknowledge Him. Some great revelation. Yes, amen. Do I turn right or left? Do I buy it or not? Now, the devil tells Christian people, well, other people too, but we're talking about Christian people right now. If you inquire of the Lord, that's what acknowledging Him means. If you inquire of Him, then you can expect the answer to either be no or shut up. Well, if I inquire of the Lord, dear Lord, Brother Copeland, if I inquire of Him, it is the general thought, if I ask God, I'm never going to get to do what I want to do. Well, two things. Number one, the Bible says that God will put the desire of your heart in your heart. And then He will give you the desire of your heart. He will give you the desire of your heart. So He'll put the desire in there and then fulfill it. Yes. Now, where the kicker is here, religion has taught us if it's fun, if it's pretty, if it's good, it ain't God. And you had any idea of doing it, and it might be fun at all, forget it. And if you were to inquire God very much, I mean, He'll send you either China or Africa. Maybe $10 too. See, that's fear manifesting against God. Therefore, it's against you. Now, let me tell you something. The more I study the Word, we're going to see it here in just a moment. The more I study His Word, and the more I seek Him, and the more I find out about Him, the more I learn and understand that He came to give me life, and give me a life worth living, and give me abundance. I found in His Word, He gives me all things to enjoy. I had the Lord ask me that, and I've asked congregations since then the same question. In fact, I asked it when I was here last year. Does God give you things to meet your needs?
No.
Now, see, you don't heard the answer. And that's correct. No, He doesn't. He gives us, 1 Timothy 6, He gives us all things richly to enjoy. Amen. And they meet your needs. Amen. But His motive is not your needs. His motive is your enjoyment of life. Amen. See, we've been lied to. We've been told He'd never give you anything to enjoy. But did you notice that the louder you cry, I need this, I need this, I need this, it seems like it just gets further away? Because you're going at it in fact, the moment you say, listen to me carefully now, because I'm going to stir up something in you. The more you base things on what you need, anything you're needing means you don't have it. I need that, Lord. Listen to this. Lord, I need You. Are You telling me you don't have Him?
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you can see through that in a hurry, can't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I'm not talking by faith when I'm telling him, I need this God. Oh, I need this Lord. I'm not talking by faith. I'm talking out of fear. But when I go to the Word and I say, Lord, I see right here that I have this. You, well, thank God. Now, thank you, sir. Oh, Lord. Now I'm over on faith ground. And I know you want me to enjoy life. Glory to God. I was driving out the driveway of our place, and we have a little pond there next to the road, and it was low on water. And I'd been driving by there, and I said, Lord, we really need some water in this lake now. And I had prayed about it and exercised my faith at it. And I was driving out of there one day, and I caught myself. I said, Lord, I sure would enjoy a good old 3 or 4 day soaking rain. Glory to God. I'd just get out on my back porch and sit there and just let her rain. Glory to God. Just enjoy it. You can sense it already. You can already tell what's happening. Number one, I'm acknowledging Him. But you can sense the difference in the two prayers. All right, now. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll direct your path. Be not wise. Wow. In your own eyes. Now, the word fear there, it is not be afraid of the Lord. No, not be frightened of. It is deep heartfelt reverence and honor to Him. That is the opposite of the word despise. And the word despise means to think little to nothing of. So we're over in the area of honoring Him. Honor Him. If you inquire of the Lord and He says, I want you to go to Timbuktu. That's not the time for your countenance to fail and fall and your jaw to drag just because you don't want to go to Timbuktu. How do you know? You ever been to Timbuktu? I'm going to tell you something. If His plan has you in Timbuktu, sweetheart, that's where your blessing is. That's where your wealth is. That's where your healing is. That's where your church is. And I've got some clues for you. If you find out where your church is and you go get in it, that's where you all that God's planned for you. That's where it is. You don't go make a plan and then look around for a church close by. That's the reason there's so many dead churches. Hey, hold your place there in Proverbs 3. And let's go over to 1 Corinthians 12, 18. This is talking about the body of Christ. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, every one of them, not just preachers, not just the pastors, not just apostles, prophets, and evangelists, every one of them. He's got a plan. I said God got a plan. And He never made a small plan in His life. If God were to make a small plan, it'd still be bigger than anything any human ever heard of. Amen. He said, I know my plans for you. And they're good. Now notice, He has set the members, every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. Every one of us. Every one of us as it has pleased him. All right. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Now, that's the new birth, right? Isn't that right? Created in Christ Jesus. Any human being, any person that is in Christ is a new creation. So now, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has a plan for every born again child of God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, it'd do us good then to look at the 11th and 12th verses then. Remember, in times past, when you were Gentiles in the flesh, the word Gentile simply meant without God, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hand. At that time, At what time here? I call it Kenneth B.C. Dana put a picture. Well, neither was yours. Amen. At that time, you were without Christ. At that time, you were without the Anointed One and His anointing, which destroys yokes and removes burdens. You were without that. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. You're no longer a stranger to the commonwealth of the family of God. Hallelujah. Now look at Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints or the separated ones which are at Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Every human being, every one of us, before the foundation of the world, He knew us all, and He gave us all equal share of everything heaven has. Come on, somebody. All spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
much richer than your wildest imagination. It's already yours.
And when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He delivered you from the authority of darkness, and you came into, you're no longer an alien. Oh, no. You came into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and you have rights there, not equal to me, not equal to somebody else, equal to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What's in Timbuktu? I'm going, glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. All spiritual blessings in heavenly place. He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. God has a plan for you and me. And it ain't got any sickness in it. It ain't got any death in it. It ain't got any poverty in it. It's the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 said, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And He adds no sorrow. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Now, Psalm chapter 35. Glory. Psalm 35. And verse 27. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Now, wait a minute. It said here He had pleasure. What did we read over there in 1 Corinthians 12:18? God has set every member, every born again child of God, He has cut out a special place for you and for me as it pleases Him. And He takes pleasure in the prospering of His servants. Hey, sweetheart, that money is the lowest thing on the totem pole there. Look, money way down here, but it includes money. And more of it than you'll ever need. Because you're going to give a whole lot more than you keep. Ah, true prosperity is the word of God, knowledge and wisdom. In how? By the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and faith in His word, overcome all of the curse, every problem. That's true prosperity. The word prosper means to excel or go to the highest place in something desired. That's what the word prosperity means. It don't mean money. It includes money. And you can be well. Amen. And strong. Got a good husband, good wife, good children, and can't pay your bills, you ain't prosperous.
Right.
You got money, and you're sick, married the wrong people, you ain't prosperous. And the only way you're going to get it all is in Jesus. Okay, stand up with me now. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. That favor. Darlene, I like talking to you. I'm going to come back over here to you. What is his righteous cause?
His will for us to prosper.
Well, that's, yeah, that'd be good. Can you think of anything?
Long life.
All the world, preach the kingdom.
Preaching the gospel?
The kingdom coming.
His righteous cause is his plan for you. Which includes going to all the world and preaching the gospel. Which includes financial prosperity. Which includes healing. Which includes, hey. Let them shout for joy. I favor his righteous cause, which is his righteous plan for me, my wife, my life, my ministry, and all that God has put in my hand. Glory to God. No wonder Jesus prayed and said, your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Partnership is our way to deliver the word personally to you. When you're a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you receive a personal letter from Kenneth Copeland himself every month.
I have made a commitment to God to write a letter to my partners every month, as long as I'm on this earth or until Jesus comes, whichever comes first. In that letter, like I said, I don't write that letter to get my needs met. I write that letter to help you get your needs met.
I love that partner letter. I look forward to it every month. It's just like a rhema word from God when you get that letter.
We've all seen programs where an evil mastermind tries to take over the world, but that's not the way our God works his plan. His good plan is for your success. When you know how you fit into his plan and make the quality decision to be there, you can live to your full potential.
God's Master Plan for Your Life, a book by Gloria Copeland, will help you discover how the Master Creator created you as his masterpiece and gave you a specific role to fulfill while on this earth. Also, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore candidly share key insights in Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. In this CD or DVD series, they expound on how God's grace prepares you for and places you in your part of His great plan. They share key scriptures as well as life examples of how you are graced for your place.
Knowing who you were made to be and how you fit into His plan will bring you satisfaction and fulfillment. You can thrive and flourish in God's master plan for your life.
Know who you are in Christ and where you fit into God's master plan. Order God's Good Plan package at a special price of only $29.95 and save over 30%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call or write to us today. Thrive and flourish in God's master plan. Live your life to its full potential and receive God's grace to carry out His plan for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Brother Copeland has been teaching us about the importance of making a quality decision. What is that? It's a decision from which there is no retreat and with which there is no argument. Now listen, if you've never made the quality decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life, then stop what you're doing and do this right now, here today. Just say this simple prayer after me. Say, oh God in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and He is my Lord. Jesus, I give you my life. Take it and do something with it. And I receive the gift of your Holy Spirit in me now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me. Praise God. If you prayed that with me today, then the love of God that has caused this new life to come about in you, it is working on the inside of you right now. And because of that, we are excited. We rejoice with you. All of heaven rejoices with you. And if you prayed that prayer with me, then we want to send you something we just simply call the Salvation Package. It's absolutely free. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And with that, we're going to send you two brochures that just help you get into the Word of God, help you study your Bible. You need to start reading the Bible and watch it come alive to you. Amen? So listen, if you want this, all you need to do is contact us and request your free Salvation Package. You can do that on kcm.org. Starting today, starting right now, continue to grow in the Word of God. Read your Bible. Spend time in the Word. And that's what kcm.org is there for. It's to help you get into the Word. You can go there and download free broadcasts. It's all free. Keep the Word going in your eyes. Get it in your ears. It'll get down into your heart. And then soon and very soon, it starts coming back up out of your mouth and you're speaking the Word of God with power, and that's when things around you begin to change. Listen, join us on this broadcast again tomorrow. You don't want to miss this. Brother Copeland's going to be sharing a true story about overcoming death with the Word of God. If you or someone you know is faced with sickness or disease, you need to get into this broadcast tomorrow. It's going to be a blessing to you. Thanks so much for watching. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free Salvation Package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a week-long conference that'll change your life. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and exciting services for both children and teens. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning, then join Gloria Copeland for Healing School Saturday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.